Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Beyer. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally throw in something odd, a reading, a joke, a story, and I call those oddball things Wombats. That's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And I don't have any wombats tonight, but I've got one for next week, so stay tuned. I've been playing this show for a number of years now, and as I say, I only play songs I love. Well, the result is I now have quite a collection of songs I love. So many shows, I'm playing a song I may have played before, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And I try and introduce new songs as much as I can. Whenever I find a new one, I love to put it into the rotation. And I'm wondering now if maybe I should tell you each time I'm playing a song that's never been played on the show before. The following is one. It's called Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac. I'm currently listening to the book of Stevie Nicks' autobiography. It's a biography of her life. And she was 28 when she recorded this song. And prior to that, she and her boyfriend, Lindsey Buckingham, had met in high school and then again in college and had been working to break into the music field since they were 20 or so. And here it was 8 years later, and they had never had a hit song. They'd never made much money. They had a couple of breakouts, but it never took off. And they ended up, just by chance, sort of, being asked to join Fleetwood Mac, which had been in existence for about 10 years, and their lead singer or guitarist had left. Lindsey Buckingham is a very talented guitarist. You're going to hear him on this song, Rhiannon. And Stevie Nicks is one of my all-time favorite singers. I'll tell you more about that later. Anyway, this was their breakout song. They made a video of it. You can see it on YouTube. The original MTV video was 7 minutes long, and it was fantastic. And this created Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham, and it took Fleetwood Mac to a whole new level, and she became one of the most famous singers of our era. So, this was the song that did it for them. It's slightly different from the one on YouTube, but still, listen for the fancy guitar work by Lindsey Buckingham and listen to Stevie Nicks' voice. She was a little over 5 feet tall, a very pretty, cute, attractive young woman, but wow, what a voice. So here we are, Rhiannon.
Thank you.
That was Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks' first recording that made any difference in her life, and the first recording with Fleetwood Mac that went public and popular. And she had been writing that song for about 10 years or more, and it was about a Welsh witch. And Stevie Nicks was from a Welsh background and had been a witch fanatic since she was tiny. She always wore a witch costume at Halloween. And one time her mother, who got tired of this, tried to put her in a princess costume, bright yellow or something. And Stevie, she was in fifth grade, dyed it black so she could be a witch. Anyway, that's Rhiannon. And next up is Fields of Gold by Eva Cassidy. One of my all-time favorites. I know I have a lot of all-time favorites, but this is surely one of them. And I wanted to talk about women's voices for a minute. I just made a list of my favorite, strongest women voices, ones I like most. Eva Cassidy, the one we're going to hear next. Stevie Nicks, the one we just heard. Joan Baez, Tracy Chapman, and Annie Lennox. Now, there are a lot of other women's voices I like a lot, but right now, these are the ones that come to mind as being utterly unique. I just have to hear a little bit of any one of them, and I know who it is, and I love it. And I don't feel the same way about men's voices. Men, they have style and they have rhythm and all sorts of other things that make their voices interesting, but they don't have this quality that the women have that somehow reaches into me. So I'm very sensitive to their voices, and those voices in particular I mentioned. All singers have what I'd call punch, energy, pathos, poignancy. I mean, there's so many adjectives you could apply to music. I think music's very primitive in our makeup. But the ones I'll mention again. Eva Cassidy, who we're going to hear, Stevie Nicks, we just heard, Joan Baez, Tracy Chapman, Annie Lennox. Those voices, I consider the most powerful women voices in my lifetime. And here comes one of them. Fields of Gold by Eva Cassidy.
Thank you.
The next song is quite a change in pace. This is Respect by Aretha Franklin. Otis Redding had written the song. Franklin's cover was a landmark for the feminist movement and is often considered one of the best songs of the R&B era. It was also rated place number 5 on Rolling Stone's magazine list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Not bad. This particular recording of it, I've heard the song, I've played it before in the show, but the other night on a TV show they played a version of it I hadn't heard. It's called the One Rascal Mix of Respect, and I think it emphasizes the drums a lot more and a lot more disco rhythm. So here we go with Respect by Aretha Franklin. That was Respect by Aretha Franklin. Well, it's in December when I'm recording this show, and it's time to throw in a few Christmas things. Next is probably my favorite Christmas music from the last 10 years. I hadn't heard this particular recording before. It's called Rio Rio Chiu, and it's a well-known kind of Christmas traditional song. This version is sung by Anuna, which is the National Choir of Ireland. And it's been in existence about 20 years, maybe 30. And the same man has been directing it and doing all the composing. So this is his composition. So here's a Christmas song. You may recognize the song Rio Rio Chiu. You may not have heard this recording of it before. I think it's fantastic. It's not exactly clear when this song was created, but sometime in the 16th century. And it's part of a Spanish tradition called Valenchico. And that was very popular back in the 15th to the 18th century. And it had a particular poetic style and musical style. And a number of Christmas songs like Rio, Rio, Rio were composed. I'll read you one of the verses from Rio, Rio, just to give you an idea of what was going on in there. So, I saw 1,000 angels who were singing, flying round, chanting in 1,000 voices, saying to the shepherds, glory in heaven and peace on earth, for Jesus is born. So it's all about the virgin birth and so forth. What I want to comment, though, was here is a song from the 16th century and as beautiful and powerful as anything we have today. And it's interesting to me to think back that primitive people long before this time, thousands of years ago, had voices and could sing and could have made music just as interesting as this, and probably, almost certainly did. And throughout the world, every culture has had music, and I'm sure many of them recognized harmony, and sometimes they had thousands of years to develop it. My favorite group is the Australian or Aborigines, who were untouched by outside influence for at least 1,000 years, and were able to develop strange cultures that nowhere else on earth were there. And they could have had music just like this. Anyway, that's sort of mystical to me, the fact that we hear something recorded today, written in the 16th century, and reflecting music could have been written even thousands of years earlier. Rio, Rio, Chiu.
Rio, Rio, Chiu, la guarda libera,
to Spain in the 16th century, and now we're coming to Appalachia in the 21st century. This is Lee Highway Blues by Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley, And Doc Watson and Clarence Astley are local in the sense they're within 100 miles of where we live. I saw Doc Watson performing in Marion about 10 years ago. And it was the first time I knew he was blind. I loved his music. I sang some of his songs. And he and Clarence Astley made some records together. Clarence Astley is another very talented musician from the area. And this is Lee Highway Blues. Well, of course, Lee Highway is US 11. When I was growing up, there was no interstate here. So if we came, my parents lived in the Washington area for a while, and my mother was from Abingdon, we would always come down US 11, Lee Highway. So here is a song called Lee Highway Blues by local musicians. Doc Watson died just a few years ago. One of the greatest musicians of our times from this era. Here he is with Lee Highway Blues. Highway Blues by Doc Watson and Clarence Astley. The next song is Knocking on Heaven's Door by Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan is probably one of the best known, and rightly so, musicians of my lifetime. And most people know him for the songs he wrote, many of which others performed. He was not a great performer in the sense that his voice was not all that impressive, but he had some magic about him. And this is a good example. He wrote and performed this song for a movie. They wanted a song that would fit the theme of a dying sheriff, deputy, and so Bob Dylan wrote this and performed it, and it's certainly reached into one of the best of my favorites. This is Knocking on Heaven's Door by Bob Dylan.
Mama, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door.
Knock, Knock, Knocking on Heaven's Door by Bob Dylan. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory Henry College. And you can also pick us up on the web at WEHCFM.com. EHC stands for Emory Henry College. And there are a lot of great shows on there, so you can pick us up anywhere in the world if you have access to the web, WEHCFM.com. Well, now we've got two trucker songs coming up. The first one is called Highway Junkie by Chris Knight, and I first ran into it in a movie called Space Truckers. It was a 1996 movie with starring Dennis Hopper, and they describe it as the first space road movie. And it was about a long-haul trucker, only he wasn't driving trucks. He was all by himself with a long train of space cargo things being towed behind his spaceship, bored out of his mind, dealing with a broken heart, and headed off with a rather questionable cargo, which he might get in trouble for. And this song played. And it's a story of an American trucker or a trucker somewhere who is in a similar situation but driving just one of our standard 18-wheelers on the highway, probably on 81 coming through Abingdon. So I just the song fits so well with the mood of the movie, and also I just thought it was a great song. So this is Highway Junkie from a 1996 movie sung by Chris Knight.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet. But I keep on moving, keep on moving on down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. Those big wheels of rubber gonna rub her off of my mind. I'm a highway junkie, I need that old white line. I was 10 miles out of Nashville, doing about 91. State boy pulled me over, he said, "Where's the fire, son?" Where's that fire, son? I said, "Man, there ain't no fire. I'm just running from a flame. Boy, I wanna write your ticket, but I ain't the one to blame. That county judge tried to rob me blind. Those big wheels of rubber gonna rub her off of my mind. I'm a highway junkie. Roger Miller grabbed the phone. He said, "Dang me, drive them 18-wheeler, boy. You're the king of the road. You're the king of the road. Those big wheels of rubber gonna rub her off of your mind. I'm a highway junkie, I need that old white line. I'm a highway junkie, Lord, I need that old white line.
Highway Junkie by Chris Knight. I just Googled long-haul truck drivers. There are about 1,800,000 truck drivers in the U.S. who are doing driving these 18-wheelers on long hauls. 1,800,000. And that's expected to grow at roughly 20% for the next few years. But the future, I think, is going to be these self-driving vehicles. Long-haul trucks are perfect for it because they're on the highway most of the time. But right now, there are over close to 2 million people, full-time drivers. And the last song, the Highway Junkie one, and the next one. So the last song brought out the kind of boring, frustrating, trying to escape from your problems. But, you know, when you're driving a truck, you go from place to place, and you don't really get to make many friends as you go along. But every now and then something happens, and I'm thinking of two songs that I like. One is Picking Up Strangers. Picking Up Strangers, you know, better watch out for the dangers. You never know what's going to happen. You never know. You might fall in love. And the other one is Joan Baez and others have sung it. It says, I was there to steal her money, take her rings and run. But I fell in love with a lady, came away with none. Well, here's a truck driver, John Denver sings a song, and he goes into a little all-night cafe place and orders a meal and develops a crush on the waitress. And though he escapes, he knows he's hooked. So it's a great little song. Baby, You Look Good to Me Tonight by John Denver, another truck driving song.
Been out on this highway now 5 days in a row. My words all run together and my feet are moving slow. Gotta stop and eat while it's still light. It's a local angel sitting on my right. Do you believe in love at first sight? Baby, you look good to me tonight. Well, I'm ordinarily very shy, and I'd be polite if I had the time. Baby, you look good to me tonight. Tomorrow I'll be good and gone, please don't make me wait that long. Baby, you look good to me tonight. I get off at 11, she said, and walked away. She poured a cup of coffee, and she brought it on a tray. She said it would be nice if you could stay. You're the best idea I've had all day. Usually I put up a fight. Baby, you look good to me tonight. Well, I'm ordinarily very shy, but I grinned at her as I ate my pie. I said, baby, you look good to me tonight. Thought I must be in a dream when she asked me if I wanted cream. Baby, you look good to me tonight. All in all, you know it's not a bad life on the road. You got wheels to roll and lucky stars above. Your destiny's your own, you go as far as you can go. If there's time for sleep, there's time to make love. Came, I saw, I conquered, and I rode off in the sun. You know the look she left me with keeps telling me she won. Her face is the only thing I see. whispering those words of prophecy. Well, it may come easy, but I won't come free. You're never gonna see the last of me. Baby, you look good to me. I was born to love, now can't you see? Baby, you look good to me tonight. Well, I'm ordinarily very shy, but I take the time to satisfy. Baby, you look good to me tonight. Baby, you look good to me tonight. Oh, baby, you look good to me tonight.
Baby, you look good to me tonight by John Denver. Well, I played one Christmas song earlier. Here comes another one. This is Carol of the Bells, well-known Christmas song, but once again, it's a rather different arrangement. The group is named Pentatonix, and I don't know what you call them, new age, modern, or just utterly eccentric, but they've done something very different with this song, at least for me, and yet the heart of it's still there. You'll recognize Carol of the Bells, and it's a very different kind of arrangement, and one I enjoy.
La da 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 da
la da 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 la da 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 da
cheer to young and old, meek in the bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is the song with joyful ring. All caroling, one seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air.
Carol of the Bells by the Pentatonix. Next up is The Wheel by Roseanne Cash. Roseanne Cash is Johnny Cash's daughter, and it's both a blessing and a burden to be a daughter of someone like Johnny Cash. It's the same thing as having a good degree from a good school or something, or maybe a good family, the background name. It'll get you in the door. However, Roseanne Cash, no matter how famous her father was, it's her music that has to speak for her. And if she can't do it, she's going nowhere, no matter who she is. So she can get the opportunities, but then she's got to deliver. And here is The Wheel. and I think she delivers. Also, I noticed the drum at the beginning is very simple, just a click, click, click for a long time. And eventually they start to vary a little bit. But it's interesting how drums, I think, are a very important part of these songs that I like so much, and how varied are the things that happen. This one is extremely simple at the beginning and eventually becomes a little different. But what makes the song is the energy and Roseanne Cash. That was The Wheel by Roseanne Cash. Next up is Drift Away by Dobie Gray. It was his biggest hit, and it's been covered by just about every country or rock singer since then. And I remember it very well. It kind of caught my attention at the time, 1973. Powerful song.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. To think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. Away. Yeah, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. And when my mind is free, you know a melody can move. I'm feeling blue. The guitar's coming through to soothe me. Thanks for the joy that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Boys, and free my soul. Gonna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, hey, hey, yeah. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I'm gonna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
That was Drift Away by Dobie Gray. Next up is a song called Family Style, and I don't have the artist. I will get it next time I play it. It may be Sly and the Family Stone or something like that. I used, in the late 70s and early 80s, I used to get a monthly or so album from Warner Brothers. I paid a dollar for it, and they mailed it off to fans. And they'd have a collection of their latest songs and hits. And every now and then I'd find one I really liked. And this was one of them, Family Style. I don't know that it ever became a hit anywhere, but it certainly caught my attention, and I've played it a number of times. I just love this song. And I can't really tell you why. Although the lyrics are kind of interesting. If you listen closely, you'll pick up a few strange things. So this is Family Style.
I had a mother who picked dollars off the for free. She confessed Uncle Pete, working as a priest part time. I had an Uncle Frank, he ran the local bank. What he died of, no one really knew. But Frank is pretty white, pray to heaven give him life. Purgatory was the very best he'd do. Won't you love me?
That was Family Style. The biography of Stevie Nicks that I'm reading is called Gold Dust Woman and is written by Stephen Davis. Stevie Nicks was born in 1948, and this book covers the history of music, especially rock, during her growing up, and I recommend it to anyone. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya, and I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. This program comes to you from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory Henry College. It's my chance to play for you songs I love, just like tonight. And now it's time to ask you to join me in something I ask you each week. Well, I should say encourage you, because I don't want to tell you what to do. However, I will say please. Please join me in celebrating. I want you to celebrate the fact that we are here at all. What a gift the universe has given each of us. Part of the joy of being here is music, and I am happy to share that with you. Now it's time to ask you to please join me in celebrating, most joyously, our being here at all. Goodbye.